is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batzel with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to welcome our longtime colleague, Mohsen Sezagara. Once upon a time in Iran as an activist looking for democracy and transparency. Now, outside of Iran in the diaspora, looking at the ordeal of the Iranian people and the intentions, the predation of the regime. Mohsen, a surprise in these last days. A man by the name of Namdeger, Abu Mohammed al-Jilani, is leading a group that has drone surveillance and drone weaponry available in addition to vehicles from the Turkish army, have overrun Aleppo, we're told, it's not transparent, have now captured Houma, at least the city center, by Al Jazeera's reporting, and is driving on Damascus, we can believe. Al-Jilani has even mentioned that he means to oust Bashar Assad, who has sworn revenge. This looks like a threat to Tehran, is it? Is Tehran reacting as if it is a major threat? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to Malcolm. First of all, I can't say that everybody in Tehran is surprised. Nobody expected such an uprising and attack in Syria and so weak resistance in front of that. As you said, the assessments in Tehran it shows that this is Turkey government that supports these rebels and the Turkish equipment supporting them. And I think that what nobody expected was, first of all, low quality, I have to say, of Syrian army. Most of them fled from the war fronts. And second, the forces from Hezbollah of Lebanon and a few from Fatim Yun that are Afghan people who have been mobilized by Tehran. All of them, they fled from the war and they didn't fight. Of course, the rebels are well-trained and they are well-equipped. They know what they are doing. And I think that after Hamas, they conquer homes and they will cut the logistic line of Tehran to Lebanon and will reach the border of Lebanon and Syria. And then maybe the next stage, they go to Damascus.
When we heard the announcement of General Jafari returning to Syria after he was removed from there in 2021, what do you think the implications of that are, and how might his return affect coordination between the Iranian and Syrian operations?
You know, this guy is very famous that he wanted to be a substitute for Qasem Soleimani. And sometimes some people ridicule him in Revolutionary Guard that he imitates Qasem Soleimani. And we know that Qa'ani became head of Quds Force. This guy, which is famous as the butcher of Aleppo or Halab, has returned over there. But the problem for Tehran is that they don't have enough fighters on the ground, boots on the ground. They can't send from Iran. They can't send from Iraq because the government of Iraq doesn't agree. And Ayatollah Sistani, the source of emulation, Grand Ayatollah in Iraq, he doesn't agree. And the Hezbollah is now, I can say, maybe 80% of Hezbollah has been destroyed by Israel. So there is nobody that they can send to fight. The other problem for Tehran is Russia that is now deeply involved in Ukraine. As I have heard that they have only four fighter jets in Syria and, you know, from the air, whatever, what they can do. and just killing the people, ordinary people. And the other problem for Tehran is money. The economic situation in Iran is not like 2012 to 2016, those 4 years that they were supporting fighters in Syria. Qasem Soleimani spent millions or billions of dollars totally. Everybody believes that Iran has spent $50 billion in Syria. Whatever they got during 4 years, they lost in just 48 hours. And altogether, Iran is not in a situation to get involved in a war in Syria, not from economic point of view, not from supporting point of view, not from the fighters and soldiers, and not from support of Russia. So this is the reason that I have heard that in the meeting between Araghchi, foreign minister of Iran, and Bashar Assad, when Bashar Assad has asked that what you can do for us, he had no answer to say. And as a joke, they have said, okay, go and pray for us. I think that Mr. Assad is in a very bad position. By any way, if Assad will be toppled down, or at least Syria will be divided, separation of one part of that, or none of them, but Iran has no access to Syria anymore, I think that the fall of Syria for Iran is something I can say similar to fall of Berlin Wall for Soviet Union.
Mohsen, are there IRGC troops in Syria now? Is there an IRGC base?
They had several bases, more than 400 bases of IRGC in Syria, but almost all of them were under attack by Israel during the last 2-3 years, especially from last year so far. So many of them are not functional anymore. And, you know, Quds Force has only 14,000 members, that they are not fighters. They are mostly like a spying organization. It needs some warriors that have been trained for fighting. And if they want, they should send from Iran. But I don't think that they are in a position can do that. Although I know that Syria is vital for Iran. Frankly speaking, I think that the biggest mistake of Ayatollah Khamenei was the igniting October 7 last year in Gaza, a war that in continuation of that war, involvement in a war directly with Israel. And what happened during the last 14 months, destroying of the proxy groups of Iran, or better to say terrorist groups of Iran, especially Hezbollah. And
30 seconds, Mohsen, 30 seconds.
Yeah, paralyzing the missile power of Iran by Israel, air defense of Iran. And now I have to say that military doctrine of Khamenei is defeated, doesn't work. So definitely it has political consequences. And these consequences is not only in foreign policy of Iran. It will affect internal politics of Iran as well.
Mohsen Sazagara, Malcolm Honlein.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.